Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, my goal is just as it's always been with the football stadium, is to get the county out of the arena business. We're going to negotiate with our partners in the Sabres. I've already talked to Pete Gooley about it. He knew that was my long-term goal.
What about the mayor? When did you tell him?
Well, it's not so much the mayor. We're going to be sitting down and talking with our partners in New York State and others. But that's years down the line. We're still a number of years until the lease expires.
So it's estimated that the city's going to be costing, or is going to be responsible for around $200 million. Could you just talk about
That's a false statement. The city is responsible for nothing right now. Anybody who's saying that is lying to the public, and we don't want people lying to the public.
So where would that $200 million come from?
I would not necessarily rely on a number that was published unless it came from a source from either the county or the Sabres. But right now there's no number, and anybody who's saying that is just pulling something out of thin air, and that's bad. I would not rely on that.
Okay, would the city be responsible at all if at least is transferred to them?
Right now the county has got a lease that's amazing. I'm going to say this right now. Most people don't truly understand, and I'm going to probably come out as in people thinking that I don't know what I'm talking about, but most people don't even understand the lease. If you'd like it, actually, I saved you, Sandra. It's about 125 documents, and it's about 5 feet high.
So thank you for not sending that.
I'm glad I did. You're very happy I didn't send it. It literally is like this high, the many documents. It's a very complicated formula, which involves the city, which involves New York State, which involves the Sabres, which involves the county, which involves multiple agencies that aren't ECIDA, Bura, a couple old state agencies. It's a complicated document, and when we finally get to the point, it's not like a lease you pick up on the shelf. Said to transfer a home. It's very complicated, and when time comes, we'll sit down and talk to the team. Team's not ready. They haven't given us any idea what they want. They may not even want any real work done. They just may want to extend the lease and continue with what they have, which is they've been putting some money into the facility. But right now, anybody who's saying that it's going to cost $200 million, $100 million, they don't know what they're talking about because there's been nothing put on the table, and that's just being brought out of thin air.
So how old is the...
You know when this is all supposed to be done?
The team has through September to give us notice of whether they want to extend the lease or they wanted to renegotiate it. Yeah. They have the power under the current agreement to give us notice that they either want to extend it, want to renegotiate it, and they can extend it for five-year terms. But they have until September to give us that. We delayed it. It was supposed to be last year, but we delayed it 1 year because the team wasn't ready. Why? Because the owners are building a football stadium in Orchard Park, and that's their primary focus. I expect the team to stay here for many, many years to come. I don't expect the team to leave. It's just the Sabres aren't ready because the Pegulas and the team that runs Pegulas Sports Entertainment are working on a football stadium. And that's where their priority should be at this point. Get that stadium done, and then once it's done, we'll look at the arena if that's what they want to do. They may just want to extend the existing lease for 5 years, and they have the power to do that. If there was a new lease negotiated, well, then maybe my long-term goal is to get the county out of it. But right now, we're putting things well ahead of where they actually are.
Why do you want to get the county out of it?
Because the county's always responsible for liability.
Would you rather have it the city be?
Well, it could be the state could be responsible. Oh. People forget that under the football stadium, it's not going to be owned by the town of Orchard Park. It's going to be owned by New York State. Maybe New York State will be owner.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.